Hello and welcome to another episode of the Daily Remedy Podcast. Today we're here to discuss something that's on top of mind for many people in the healthcare setting, both those physicians who are practicing medicine and those in the more administrative positions. And that is, what's going on with all these healthcare trends that seem to be overturning well-established norms, new laws, new interpretations of existing healthcare laws? It's all happening so fast that it's, quite frankly, confusing, to say the least. Key thing to recognize here is that the populist trend that's overtaking healthcare is reinterpreting existing healthcare laws. Now, when we say laws, we have to be careful here because laws, as we understand them in the clinical setting, is a little more nuanced in the legal setting. Without getting too much into the details, the way to look at this is healthcare law can be broken down into two parts. One, statutory laws. And two, case laws. The first one, statutory laws, are the laws that are written and codified by legislative bodies. So for federal healthcare statutes, Congress would be the legislative bodies. And for state statutes, obviously it would be the state legal assembly. The key thing to understand is that statutes or statutory law holds less weight compared to. That's a very important distinction we have to understand here, because as these laws start to overturn, as interpretations of these statutory laws change, the key driving force that'll orient some level of control in all of this are the courts, the judges, the regulatory bodies that are influencing the legal outcomes. They play a bigger role in how case law will impact changing statutory law. Let me give you an example of that. The famous abortion case that happened in 2022, where Judge Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito basically overturned existing precedent on abortion by ruling that case law precedent that preceded the Constitution stated that abortion was not a federally protected right. As a result, many of the laws, the statutory laws, in different states were overturned. That's the power of case law relative to statutory law, to give a very extreme example. Well, not all the examples are that extreme. The precedent holds true. Case law and then statutory law. So I know many physicians feel the need to protest, write op-eds, and really just get their voices out there because they feel that by shouting into the ether that is public opinion, they can help curb some of the trends that may be antagonistic to good practice and good care for patients on an individual level. The reality is, though, if you really want your voice to be heard, write legal briefs that can impact case law. There are numerous lawsuits that are going on already, just days into President Trump's administration. Statutes affecting immigration health law, statutes affecting how the FDA looks at certain components, whether they're drugs or food items. Find a way to reach out to the clerk's office in that particular case and ask how I, as a physician, can write a brief. It's a very detailed process on how you can go about it. We here at Daily Remedy help physicians write legal briefs and help them through the submission process. If you'd like to work with us, send us an email and we'll find a way to help you write your legal brief, express your voice, and submit the legal brief into the relevant courthouse. It's not as complicated as you would think. Oftentimes, the most impactful legal briefs are the ones that are written in a narrative format. What we as physicians would write if we were to write a legal brief without having any requisite legal knowledge. And that's very critical to understand as physicians. We don't have to write like lawyers because we don't think like lawyers. Therefore, we should write in ways that express our narrative input into healthcare law. So if you're interested in writing a legal brief, I would highly suggest you identify how to submit it in a particular courthouse. And if you're struggling to identify how to articulate your perspective, contact us at Daily Remedy. We'll work with you to help you write your legal brief, and we'll even work with you to help you submit it. Because now, more than ever, physicians need to get involved in legal cases. The ones that make the laws, but more importantly, the ones that interpret the case law, are the ones that dictate the practice of medicine. And physicians need to be part of that conversation.